Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Foreign and bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Gaydon is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, member of the Republican Party, great credentials, all the way back from a national to local zip code experience, international even. There you go. as opposed to the Bel Air one. I mean, was it the Beverly Hills one, right? 90210, as opposed to that one, right? Hey, Rich. Okay, folks. And so, you know, the Lord looks after fools and small children, and I'm falling under one of those categories because we asked Rich to join us today for no particular reason. I actually want to talk about the Ukraine story. But Rich, I didn't even know the Virginia primary was yesterday. Booked you for today, I had no idea. I didn't even know the primary was going on. And if I had, and I knew Cantor was up for it, which he was, I would have said, okay, well, we probably won't even talk about that. But instead, we had a tectonic plate shift yesterday that experts are saying is unprecedented in the history of our republic.
Yeah, well, I mean, these are the same geniuses, though, who had no idea that Eric Cantor, who is the Republican majority leader in the House, he's the number two guy right behind the Speaker, and got beaten last night.
And the heir apparent to the Speaker.
Yeah, and got thumped very soundly by a guy named Bratt.
10 points! 10 points!
Yeah, nobody knew existed. But, that's a tectonic change. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. We'll see how this plays out. But I will tell you, I know a little bit something about a member of the leadership in the Republican House getting beaten in a primary, because there was a guy named Guy Vanderjack way back when in the 92 cycle, who was the head of the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, had been for years, and he lost in a primary, and I was the campaign manager. So I know a lot about how this happens.
It was long enough ago that you're now admitting it, right?
Yeah, that's right. my doctor called and asked if I wanted to start the therapy sessions again, and I said, I think I'm okay. But here's
so
what
does this mean?
Well, you know, let me do a couple.
Wait, Rich, we have to report this guy is a Tea Party guy.
That's right, exactly.
What's his name?
His name is Bratt, B-R-A-T.
Bratt. His last name is Bratt. I've forgotten his first name. I'm sorry. I apologize to you.
But hey, there you are. There we all are.
But he's a Tea Party. He's a Tea Party guy. So what does that mean, Rich?
Well, in this particular case, it means that the Tea Party candidate beat the establishment candidate. But let me make 2 points.
In a highly visible district.
The most visible district in the country. Everybody was sort of watching the Ohio primaries a couple of weeks ago, but John Inner, the Speaker,
and the Mississippi primaries with Cochran in the Senate.
But that's a statewide race. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But in the year that I was talking about with Guy Vanderjack, there were 19 incumbents were unseated in primary. 2 years ago, Jim, 13 incumbents were beaten in primary. Even with Cantor, and we're about 60% of the way through the primary season, even with Cantor yesterday, only two, he's the second, that's been beaten. So the notion that somehow or another this is a big resurgence, that's a little early to say.
So you're saying this is an isolated event in a district?
I don't know that that's true, but I also don't know that this is somehow signaling a gigantic resurgence of the Tea Party. Nobody knows those two things.
The same people
who are making these predictions with absolute certainty are the same people who had no idea yesterday that Cantor was even in trouble. So the fact that
let me say this:
overnight.
you know about my political acumen. You know, we're talking thimble stuff here. But I'm but when I said tectonic, I didn't mean to say that I was predicting a, you know, a thermonuclear meltdown in within the Republican Party. I just meant it is a tectonic event, meaning that there was a disturbance in the force yesterday.
In the force,
call it
yeah.
A disturbance
in the force. No question about that. No question about that. And the interesting thing, a little sidebar, there's a little college in Holland, Michigan called Hope College. It's a little religious college. Mm-hmm. Really nice little school. Guy Vanderjack went to Hope College. The guy that beat Guy Vanderjack, Pete Hoekstra, who's since retired, went to Hope College. And so did Ratt. He went to Hope College, too. So maybe if you want to win, if you want to be a member of Congress, Hope College is the birthplace of members. Of
Sounds
Congress.
Like it. So, okay. Were you surprised, Rich, at this?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Sure.
You, so,
I mean,
what
I wasn't even paying attention to it.
They're saying that Cantor didn't he spent, he got too seduced by the leadership situation and didn't pay attention to his customers. What do you think?
I think you put it exactly right. That was the aftermath of the Guy Vanderjack defeat. We found that as well. The fact is that we and he believed that being a member of the national, being a national figure, being a member of the leadership, you know, speaking at major conventions, everybody knew back in those days, Guy Vanderjack, that people would say, he's my guy, I'm voting for him. And the reality was, they said, look, you want to be in leadership, that's fine, you do that on your time. I'm paying you to make sure my Social Security
Whether you like Cantor or not, regardless of Republican, Democrat, or mugwump, what happened yesterday in this district, in Eric Cantor's district, isn't that what's beautiful about the American process, the American political process?
That's right. A guy with about 100,000
14-1. He got outbid. He got outspent 14-1. They're saying that he managed his campaign on a flip phone.
Yeah, that's right.
You gotta love this story, folks. It's as American. It's this story with this race.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.